What's going on, everybody? We are back. We took a break last week, but we're back. I am your host, Sheree, joined by.
Ashley Sheree here. Hi, everyone. Got
And
me in
this
my
is a
Bible, my scarf.
right. And this is the TVK podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode of the TVK podcast is brought to you by Handful. Go to handful.com. They are the best sports bras out there. Put in the promo code RealChatter and you get 30% off at checkout. Thank you, Handful. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, so we did take a break last week because there was a lot going on. I was not caught up on the shows because I seen some of y'all been watching. Thank you so much. We had like three interviews back to back. We did the cast of Power with the new season. We
Congrats.
did the cast of Malice, which Prime's new show coming up. And I interviewed the showrunner of the new anime series Bat Fam, which is a DC comic, but based off Batman. So we had like three interviews. So I was like, I'm not doing a weekly show. I had to prep for all that. I was not caught up, but I am caught
Need
up.
a rest.
I need a rest. I am caught up today. We have more interviews coming, y'all. So I really appreciate everyone's watching. Y'all really like, I think y'all like the interviews a lot. So
Yeah, appreciate
what
that.
happened? Oh Lord, what did I actually watched Matlock this morning
Oh,
because
is that for real? I
yeah.
know it's jumping, but I just really loved the ending scene because I
Oh.
felt like that was an honest moment between the birth of them, and it showed Olympia has so much hurt, and people don't understand. That's like, I always say friendships are relationships just without the affection.
Romance,
Well,
yeah.
sometimes I mean a hug or a kiss, but like without,
The sexual
boinking.
aspect, yeah.
Yeah, the sexual aspect of it, like I think ending of a friendship is actually sometimes more painful than the ending of a relationship, if I'm going to be honest, because you have to like really build that also as well. Like that's of your free will. It's not like because, oh, we're boinking or we need to move in together or we have a kid together. Like, no, I just actually like the person you are, period.
And that's what made it, yeah. And because I know we all want her to be like, get over it, get back to the friendship. Even like Maddie's trying to rush it when they had that little moment about calling him hamburger or something like that. And she said, she's like, it takes a lot for me to let someone in, and I really like ended up being like a real, real close to you, and it hurts. Even though she understands why Maddie did it still
Yeah.
hurts. Like maybe if she had just got in and maybe let her in
A
on what
little
was going
bit.
on, it may have been better, but she was a suspect at the time. Like, so I understand
Yeah,
Maddie's
she
point of
need
view
to find
too.
out.
He had to
But
find out. Yeah. It
and that
sucks.
and I was that distinction that she did too, she was like, I've lied, but you're a liar, Maddie. I was like,
Yeah.
oof.
And it made her realize she was like, oh, I am a liar because she had been lying from at least she got a backstory though. She was like, my mom
So was
was a
drunk.
prostitute, drunk, picking up different men. My dad left before I like my first day of kindergarten, so she was like, "I just lied because that's all she knew." So it's hard. I think they'll get back to it because I don't know how much longer this can go on. And
Yeah.
it's like, also, I don't know why at this point just bring Julia in on it. At this point,
Yeah.
if y'all are doing all this to protect him and y'all are really just going to go after Senior, just bring Julia in on it.
But Kit, I think he might have some loyalty issues because no matter what,
I
that's
think
still
that.
his dad and he wants his father's approval. So,
That's
like,
true.
if he didn't really care about having his dad's approval, I'd be like, yeah, like tell him, but he does. So, and it also kind of puts you in like a sticky spot because I felt a little bad for him, but I'm like, nah, because you hit it. But then I was like, but still he's trying, you keep going back and
Exactly.
forth.
Keep going back and forth. I felt bad for him when they showed him in that tiny old office. And I was like, damn,
How
buddy. Like, you
mighty
went from
we
being a
fall.
partner to like this tiny, tiny office, no
Yikes.
assistant. And yeah, and then he's trying to talk to his dad. He's trying to talk to his dad. He's like, Dad, like, what's going on? I'm so nervous. And his dad's like, what were Brexophile? What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't
Like,
know what you're talking about. I was like, oh, damn.
gaslighting the mess out of him. Oh my God, I couldn't have a parent like that.
But did
Woo.
you catch that scene with Sarah and her parents in the elevator? She said, my daughter won her own case. Remember, she's not supposed to have her own case.
Yes.
And I was like, yo, you just told. And then he was like, junior or senior was like, you would be surprised about what I'm interested in. So I said, oh man, he gonna look into like, when did this girl have her own case?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's probably going to be another thing too, as well.
Yeah, because they have to get,
Away from.
the alleged sexual assaulter out of there. So he really didn't have much to do this episode either. I noticed that.
Yeah, like it was very, it's starting to be less and less.
Less and less of him. So yeah,
Yeah.
we'll get to that. So Matlock was good. You know what else was good? Are you liking
Eric.
Sheriff Country?
Yes,
I
I
think
really like
yeah.
it. You know how you could tell these shows, some certain shows, I'm like, oh, that's in Canada. Like,
Yeah.
and that is one, like, what's the other one? The Fire Country. Like,
Country.
it's just certain aspects, Skyline or whatever that one is called. Certain ones, they just look so Canada felt. No, I think Canada's great, by the way. I don't want people, but that's just the feeling I get. I thought it was so good. And this, what is this? This undercover DEA agent. Now,
Dawson,
I low key, I
Alex.
was kind of like, where did he come from at first? But I'm still with it. And I do like that they wrapped up who did it. I
That
mean,
was
it did
my
move
biggest
kind of
point.
fast.
That was my biggest point. I actually liked that. I tweeted that. I said, I can't believe they wrapped up a huge storyline in 4 episodes. I feel like that's what shows need to do. Because I just knew this shit was going to go on the whole season.
Oh,
Because
usually it will go on all season.
I was like, oh, this is going to be such a long story about who
Yeah.
killed this boy. And I said, oh, it's over. She's free. They found a room. It's done. But I was so shocked. I feel like, thank you. Like, all right, let's get on to something else. Let's, you
Yeah.
know,
Chop
obviously
chop.
Boone is not going to leave. He's going to want
Yeah.
to stay. And I think him and and Mickey going to maybe cross that line in a couple seasons. I think that's going to be the bigger.
Oh.
I think that's going to be the bigger whole, like, will they, won't they? They like each other, bull crap or whatever.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still not with the deputy. Like, I can't get with her because that's I still be looking at her sideways.
That's grimy.
Yeah, like that's your mentor and you're now with her. Her ex-husband, but I did like what the husband had, what ex-husband had. He was like, basically, you are a cop. I'm talking to the cop who arrested my daughter. I was
Yeah, because she was like, she was trying to be like, oh, I know this is so hard for you. And he's like, anyway, so make sure her
like,
lawyer is present.
they better not talk to her. Her lawyer's on her way, and I'm
Yeah.
about to leave, and I'll be back soon.
Yeah,
And but you
or me because I'm a
know.
lawyer too. And then it was funny how they were arguing in front of Mickey and the father, and he was like, you know, you loving this. And that's another thing. Not only are you messing with my ex-husband, but you gonna argue. Y'all keep having y'all arguments in front of me. Like, get
Yes.
out of my face with that.
Yes. Like, don't nobody want to see that. Like, I don't care.
I don't want them in my house. Like, get out
Weird.
of
It's
my
just
family.
very weird.
Yeah, I like the dad. I like how he's like kind of this criminal, but not. But it's so funny because it's like he was never arrested for anything violent. He just grew weed. And so they try to make him be like this big bad dude. And I'm like, this dude was just
Yeah.
a weed grower.
What was it to like the last episode with all the men with the coon
Yeah.
coons and stuff like
Yeah, he's
that, and
gonna
he
show
come
up.
rolling up.
Grow
What your
weed.
old ass gonna do?
Yeah.
Like,
But like, did he do something else that was criminal that I should be scared of him because all he did was grow weed? But
yeah.
I really enjoy Sheriff Country. I really am.
Same. I do think it's very, very good as well. I enjoy it too. That's one of the shows that I'll, wake up the next day and I'll watch. Also on Grey's, it looks like Joe's gonna have her babies. So, oh my, ugh. But I had to talk about one thing though. They had
Yeah.
this whole scene with the foot and
Oh man, when that girl's toe fell
diabetes.
off, I almost
And
threw up. I was like,
it was too much. It was, first of all, even like the
yeah.
slime all coming
That's
out
the
and
Grey's I love. Get us back to that because I felt like it was losing its touch. I've been actually rewatching Grey's. I started from season
I was
one,
thinking about doing that
and
too.
I was just like, God, yo, what happened to this show? It used to be must-see TV. Now I'm like, I watch Grey's when I watch Grey's. Now I'm
Yeah.
watching for this, but like, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be like, I get to it when I get to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think they need to have more embedded in cases a little bit more or some, because something is not missing. And maybe too, I mean, as quiet as it's kept, sometimes you, what is it? You strike gold in a bottle or lightning strikes a bottle or whatever that saying is, because a lot of it has to do with the cast and the writing. And there's been so many different changes with not
Changes.
only the cast, but the writers and showrunners and
Shonda's not
producers.
there anymore, and it's
Yep.
like you could tell Shonda's not there anymore. That's why I was like, Grace could actually just bow out gracefully. Like, you don't have to be
Yeah.
SVU. Like, you can. We're good here. Like, what else
SVU, but
can
you
you
know what? I
do?
feel like Grey's and SVU are, I feel like now are just comfort shows. They're always gonna get some form of views, like no matter what. I don't watch Law and Order, but as what is it? Special Victims. SVU, because I'm gonna switch it up.
Yeah, you
I
know the
always,
SVU
I
thing.
will always watch that show. I still
Always.
watch old episodes, like I just do, and I know
My
it's gonna happen.
daughter. My daughter is 15 and she freaking watches SVU. Like, it's just one of those shows. Like, she wasn't even thought about when this show first came on. It's just one of those shows that is that good. And Grey's is good
Grey's in
too.
high school.
Like I love to, like I said, I love to go back and watch the older stuff. I haven't had my husband watch a couple. I was like, yo, you gotta watch the shooting. I got to the active shooter one when
Ooh,
shot Derek.
that
And he
makes me
would
so
not even
nervous.
watch it. Yeah, I was like, it's the active shooter, it's the plane crash, it's the
And
bomb threat. Those are the best seasons.
I wish I could remember Shonda. I think low key she regretted. I think, and I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. My memory is shot. I do a lot. But I think recently she was talking about how she murked off Lexi and Mark Sloan and how that was probably not the best thing to do. And
She
I'm like,
regretted that?
I think she said something in that nature. Don't quote me out. I think I wish I still had it, but like she was kind of like, oh wow. Kind of like one of those things, like, I did that. Like, yeah, girl, you did
Girl,
that.
you killed them both. Like, why did you do that?
Got the baby out there without a daddy now. Like, I hope she know about Mark Sloan. And then
Right.
this,
Well, I know,
you
because she
know,
ain't even on camp. None of them are on campus.
none of
Arizona,
them are on
Cali,
campus.
none of them are there.
Sometimes she pops in, Jessica Capshaw's character or whatever, once in a blue moon. But that little girl don't got her daddy, and then Meredith lost her sister, so they tried to give her a new one. Like, come on
Yeah,
now.
they did give her a new one with Maggie. They really did.
They're like, yeah, we sorry.
Here,
Take
here's
another
a black
sister.
sister. But yeah, Grey's is good. I'm like, I mean, I'm just kind of over the whole Simone and Lucas. I know they're trying to frame them as Meredith and Derek, so they're gonna put them through this until they get put them back together. But I'm just like, I'm kind of using, I'm losing the spark with them because it's been so
Yeah.
much. They had like 5 minutes of happiness.
Yeah, then sometimes you just get over that because it's a never-ending situation or a problem. And she's always going to, first of all, sis needs to get in some therapy. I really feel like she blames herself for her mother's death. And I'm just like, and I don't know if they're going that old black route where it's just like, you know, you just keep on working, baby. Or you just go to church now, baby. You just give it to the Lord now. No, get yourself into some counseling. It don't help that the mama's friend died that she just met. I was just like, Lord, can this girl have some fun? I
Can she
mean, she
have
tries to have fun one night and then winds up having to work with the dude. I said, you just.
fun? And he's been gone for a little bit, but he's a series regular, so he'll be back.
Yeah.
So yeah, Grace is all right. Nothing too dramatic happened there. Bailey's looking real different. Is Bailey on Ozempic? No shade to the actress, but she looks so different to me. You notice
No,
that?
I didn't even
I'm like,
notice.
I
I
think
need
she's
to
old.
like really like look. I just wasn't. Yeah, I the when they had the scene with the foot, I kind of like was like in and out of that part.
That
But
was good. Did you watch Ghost? Oh wait,
no,
go
I
ahead.
didn't get a chance. But we have to talk about how you don't like it, Derry. Welcome to Derry.
Oh no, I'm not watching that. Yeah, you watching that?
Oh yeah,
I'm not watching it.
because I love it. I love it, the movie. Like, I watched it, like, the Stephen King TV series.
Oh
That's
yeah, no,
how
I love
far.
that one with Tim Curry as the clown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
And now, you know, that was different during that time, too. Like, even though I watched it later, I knew a lot of the things that they did was not done before in television. So, like, that was huge. And then also the movies. Like, I love the movies. I
Never
love
seen the
it. I
movie at
don't know
all.
why. You never saw the movies?
I've never saw the movies because it as even though I love the Tim Curry one, I was a little kid when it came on. So when it would come on TV, I would watch it, but I was so scared, and I would watch it because I wanted to get over that fear of the movie. So like I'm like that Tim Curry one is enough for me. I don't want to see no more killer clowns. I
You
haven't watched Skarsgård in it. I've seen clips, and he looks scary. Like I seen a
oh, it was
clip
good.
where I can't remember the little boy in the yellow raincoat.
Yeah,
He goes to put his hand in. And he's like, oh, I like pop, pop, pop. And then he just turned. He's like crazy. I'm like, oh, man. I watched the first
I
episode because HBO sent it to me. I could not get past that lady giving birth to that demon in the car. I was like,
That was good.
oh.
See, that's the thing that like I'm like, okay, so can we get to the point about the clown?
The
Like, what's
clown.
that? Because even in the second episode, like, I'm still trying to figure out, okay, so we know that there's a demon, something's going on, but they're still not really telling us anything. And like, you know, the military, obviously they know something that is going on. It's giving me low key Stranger Things a little bit. Like, it makes me feel like that just a smidge. But also, I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of figuring out, like, what, how are we gonna move? Like, sometimes I'm
Yeah.
just like, can we like move this along? I feel like you're dragging your heels, and I don't. Sometimes I'm like, I don't got time for that. What's
I
happening here?
honestly don't understand the point of the TV show because they did what, two movies? So I was like,
Yeah, two movies. They did two
why are
movies.
we doing the prequel TV show? I don't, they like to milk stuff, so
Yeah,
whatever.
and make money.
Georgie, that just came to my head. I was like, what is that little boy's name? I done seen that movie a million times.
Georgie.
Georgie, yeah. Just popped in my head. So yeah, I just, I can't, I'm not a big
That's too
horror fan.
fucked up. Yeah, and that's crazy. You do love horror, but yeah, like, I mean, I feel like it's more so gruesome.
Yeah, it's the gruesomeness.
Yeah, it feels gruesome to me, like a Terrified or something, or the Terrifier or whatever that movie
Like, I can't
was.
watch Saw because that's too gruesome for me. Like, I remember the
Yeah.
last Saw I watched, I think Oscar Isaac was in it when he put like the key in the dude's eye. And he was like, the only way to get out of the trap is to cut your eye open and get the key. I was like, I can't watch this. Yeah.
It's too
Hostel, all
much.
those movies, it's too much for me. I'm a chicken. Call me what you want. Like, give me a superhero movie. Like,
I don't
yeah.
care.
Cartoon.
Yeah, like I have to watch scary stuff during the day. So I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, like I'm not. I don't care. Anybody could say anything. If it's nighttime, it's not the right time for me.
Right.
It needs to be
You
light
have to watch
outside.
Ghosts, bro, because someone else knows Sam's secret now. So it's like she revealed it to Trevor's daughter. Trevor wanted his daughter to come. She lost her job, so Trevor was like, can you give her a job at the restaurant? And so they were like, okay. And so you know how it is. The girl's like, Sam, you were weird the last time. Don't be weird. So you know she always involves herself. So she was like, you're being weird again. Like, I'm out of here. And so they was like, just tell her. And so she was like, oh, I see ghosts. You know, and then the girl was like, you're crazy. I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then
Yeah.
so there was like, she was like, Trevor, just show her. So Trevor like moved the thing and she was like, oh my God. So now like another person knows the secret.
I don't know why they told her though, but okay, I'll watch
I guess because it's
it.
Trevor's daughter. Yeah, but it's like, don't be
Yeah.
telling too many people now. Like,
Yeah, like no, we like what I know we like 5 seasons in, but still,
yeah.
like let's just keep it to his family. 'Cause to be honest, I really like her husband's sister. I wish
You
we
want that
saw
this
her
episode,
more.
Bayla? Yeah, she kept trying to flirt with Trevor. She was like, is Trevor watching? Because I am.
Like how,
And he
I
was
do
like,
like their dynamic. I do like it. I do want something where he could be like seen a little bit
yeah.
again. For her, I don't know. I'm weird like that. I like those.
I liked it too. And then it was so funny because she kept bitching to him. So Jay was like to her, he was like, either get a therapist or find the one you have. Like,
Because
you
this ain't
were
working.
too much about this dead guy. Like, yeah, it
Too much. Oh my goodness.
was fun. I'm like, damn, there's so many shows
Well,
left.
Boston
Oh,
Blue.
Boston Blue. I
I
only
was
watched Ball of Blue
about
Bloods.
to
Yeah,
say
I watched it. I watched it. You know what? I like the first episode. I do like it, but it reads a little corny.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little corny, but I'm just watching it because I gotta support the girl. You know, I gotta support the girl. But
And
I'm like, yeah, this show's super corny.
yeah, like I think it's just one of those. I mean, because like I said, CBS Paramount,
Yeah.
that's the geriatric channel. That's how I view them. Like it just is, and that's okay for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like
that's okay for them.
I do feel like Criminal Minds is always more up with it, whereas
Yeah.
a lot of the other shows I felt like they had weren't. Like I don't think NCIS was or JAG. You get what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
all of that. Yeah, so I feel like this is on brand for them.
It is. And I mean, I feel like Blue Bloods, watching it, I watched some of it so I could get a background. I feel like Blue Bloods was more grittier. Maybe because they was in New York. And so like the stories felt more like, you know, New York stories. And I
Yeah.
guess Boston don't have big crime like this, but it's like the dude got killed at an antique shop. I'm like, that's
Yeah,
cool.
and with an underground railroad type
Yeah,
of.
to a bank. And it was just like, what?
Yeah, what is that? And then they connected. I'm like, all right. Yeah,
Yeah,
so y'all just conveniently being able to connect. Come on now.
and I want the DA, the mother, that was her husband, the bald black guy. That's her husband in real life. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I actually just I got to sit in on an interview with them too because they play a married couple in Sarah's Oil about the first
Okay.
black little girl millionaire. So that's her husband. So I keep waiting for him to like have a scene with her. He whatever show she does, he comes on. Like they
Yeah.
are together. They are together. They are locked in. And I
Yeah,
didn't know
not
that they are
playing.
very, very spiritual, which is really nice. But yeah, so but I want the mother to have some like grittier cases. Like she don't
Yep.
really be doing nothing. Like I want to see her in court.
It's Gloria Rubin, because every time
Yeah.
I see her name come across the scene, I'm like, wow, there you go, Gloria. I don't know. It just brings me back to like ER and then all of that, because she was a huge in the 90s. I mean, I feel like in black people's homes, like if you watch TV shows, like you just
She was
knew about
always on
her.
something. Yeah, she was always on something.
Always in something. And
I
her
keep.
story on ER was huge too, as well. The HIV story,
I
like
was gonna
that
say,
was
was she
huge.
the doctor with the HIV? Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep seeing 911 pop up, and I haven't watched it, so whatever.
Did we talk about Chicago really quickly? Chicago PD? We didn't talk about that.
No, go ahead. I don't watch it. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, no, just like some breaking news. Probably should have mentioned it earlier, but is it Patrick John, I believe is his name, who plays Adam Ruzick. Is going to take a leave of absence, and apparently Deadline, according to Deadline, like they're reworking scripts, and this is like random last minute situation, but for some personal issues. So I'm like, yikes! I hope he's
What's his
doing
character?
okay.
Is he the he's not the police chief.
No.
That's the
He
captain.
was with the other white girl with the black hair, and she adopted the black child. You have to
The
see.
black guy? He's the black guy in the show?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna look him
No.
up. I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah,
Yeah. We didn't I didn't see that story, so it didn't get posted yet to the site, but I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up.
yeah, I just and I literally just like saw it. So
Yeah.
yeah, Patrick John plays Adam Ruzick. That just was like wow, because one thing about Chicago, I feel like everyone gets their own episode. They do move slow to me. Like they do, but I don't know why. I don't know why I keep coming back.
Yeah. I
I
used to
don't know.
watch some of the Chicago Fire. Used to, but yeah, I don't. In Chicago Med, I used to watch, and I just fall off.
I
But
fell off of
oh,
those two.
real quick, because there's really nothing to say about Abbott. Abbott was funny, word,
Yeah.
but like,
Yo, the opening scene was insane. I was like, that little boy did not say that.
yeah. She was like, "What'd you say the N word?" And she was like, "Oh, yeah, that was funny."
What did she say? A family's full of Morgan Wallens? I died.
That part was funny. I'm trying to think. Oh, I did watch that new NBC comedy, Stumble, about the
Oh, I need
cheerleading.
to see. Yeah, the part of me, my young self, always wanted to be a
Cheerleader.
cheerleader.
I want to be a cheerleader too. I did want to be a cheerleader. I'm not
I
gonna
need to
lie. I didn't have the body for it, but I did mine.
see.
I was
I
like,
but listen, it'd be some big girls too. And also,
yeah. Yeah.
I'll always say this: I feel like they did Wildcats wrong. I'm sorry, y'all. They did. That was a good show. They
I'm
met.
on the CW. I
Yep.
remember Wildcats. You just unlocked the memory. I forgot all about that show.
I didn't,
Yeah.
because Q was in it from One Tree Hill. Don't play. I was still upset with One Tree Hill that they did that to Q. I will never forgive them.
Hey, the CW was like the home of all the teen shows for real. I
Yeah,
forgot
especially
about
for like teens and all that. That
that.
was like the staple ground, because I did feel like at one point in life, like you did have, teen shows like Beverly Hills and
You
all.
did,
And
yeah.
now I don't feel like they do that anymore. That's why, I feel like teens really had their own network when it pertained to like the WB and then the CW, because it just felt like it was geared towards people who were teenagers during that
That's
time,
where our teen drama was. Now it's like all the teen shows are on like Disney Channel, and it's like I'm like too old for that now.
But
Like
they're
I
too busy
watched a
watching
little,
Twitch, like in
yeah.
streaming.
I watched
No.
like they had the High School Musical, the musical, the series, like that long show. I watched some of that, and I was just like, am I like weird for watching this? Is oh I
Like,
am
what is
like,
happening
what is
here?
happening? But like Degrassi, come on, like we like those were
No,
my
what was it?
shows.
The Noggin, the end. So
The
they had all of the
Noggin,
best years,
the best
Degrassi,
years.
and because the best year was the one with the was
The
that
girl's
the
name was
one?
Best, I think, and she went to school. Like it was her first year
Yeah,
of college.
a college. I did like that. Please, and I'm sorry, your people may not know. Instant Star was my ish.
I remember Instant Star.
The soundtracks of old girl Alex Johnson, you're still great. She could sing like I still listen to the
Remember
soundtracks
that
for that
surfing
today.
show? Cannot remember the name of it. It was a surfing show. It was two white girls and a black girl were like on a surfing team. I think it came on Noggin. I can't remember the name of that show.
See, now you're gonna make your research
I
because I
remember the
can't
black
remember.
girl though, because she had these eyes that like her eye color was similar to like Jackson almost on Grey's Anatomy, so she stood out. I
Yes.
can't remember the name of that damn surfing show, but that was
That's what
another good one.
Google's for.
I know I'm gonna have
Yes.
to Google it. I'm gonna have to Google it, y'all. But yeah, I watched Stumble. I really didn't. I mean, it's a mockumentary too, meaning like it's almost like Abbott Elementary, but they follow her around. And I was like, are we doing that again?
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to do something different. I'm gonna have to watch that too, because I was like, I didn't know it premiered already. So I'm gonna have to see that, because
Beyond the Break. It was called Beyond the Break.
Beyond a Break, I'm gonna have to look that up too. I
Yeah,
probably did
all
see
I
that.
Googled was old surfing show on the end. It came right out. Beyond the Break. That was the name of it. Like, we had such great teen shows,
We
and
really
now it's all
did.
like the kids, like my little cousin grew up, my daughter, some of it, like iCarly and things like that. And I'm like, that really wasn't what we were watching. Like, where is the
It was too
drama shows?
wholesome. That's too
It's too
wholesome.
wholesome. Like, we was getting like the shit that they went through at Degrassi High School.
People was pregnant in junior high, okay, but that was
Yeah.
it was
Girls
really a thing.
pregnant, people was getting stabbed. Drake got shot.
People
Like,
dying. They sick.
committed
They got
suicide.
cancer. The kid
Kids,
they abandoned by their mama, the daddy.
bipolar. Like, they were going through. It was some good TV. I
Even the
love it.
transgender story, they was not
Transgender
playing.
story. I remember she was transgender. Yeah, they was not playing at all on
I
Degrassi.
think, and I also think what the older one, Degrassi High, was the first one to really shine a spotlight on, committing, on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, they did a lot of different stuff, like the teen pregnancy and all of that stuff. Like, they were not playing. They also dealt with racism. You name it, bigotry in any form or way. Like, make
Sexual
it
assault, what happened with
sexual
Paige. Remember when
abortions.
Hazel was she tried to lie and say she was Jamaican because she didn't want to say she was Muslim.
Yes. So what, and being a phobe, like any type of phobe, they were gonna talk about
Yeah.
it. They're
I
gonna talk
love
about it.
Degrassi. I loved Degrassi, man. When JT got unalived, I was sick.
That was crazy. He didn't deserve that.
He didn't
That
deserve
was
that. Dude, he just
wrong.
had his baby. Like, I was
Yeah.
just so mad.
That was wrong. Just
That was
no
wrong.
wrong.
JT didn't deserve that. But yeah, like, they don't have those shows anymore. So it's like they don't even have the shows like on UPN, like
Nope.
Girlfriends and Half and Half. And like, where are those
That's
shows?
why we be reliving. You know how many times I'll be watching Martin and Living Single, Golden Girls, because there's
Golden
nothing
Girls.
like. Okay. I love me some Golden
I
Girls.
love you, so Golden Girls.
Them women are legends, but
Like,
and they were just good writing.
when it was on, I was young, and my cousin used to watch it all the time, and I hated that show. I put it on Hulu or something like a few years ago, and I was like, this show's hilarious.
Like, what? We're in 2025, buh. That was in 1984, some crap like that. We wasn't even born yet.
I wasn't born.
And I'd be like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Like, them women
Dorothy
were
is
it.
hilarious. Stan, oh my God. I'm probably about to go watch Golden Girls now.
Yeah.
I love me some
Me too. It was, I saw some quick too. And then Rose was like, can I ask a stupid question? And Dorothy was like, well, what's different from any the other day?
Girls.
I'm
Oh,
like,
she knows. She said, better than anyone I've ever met.
yes.
Oh my God, love that show. But y'all,
God.
thank you so much. We are out of time. We will catch y'all next week. Thank you so much for watching.